Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 12, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. FLOOSS to follow Sharia compliance in Bahrain. FLOOSS, a pioneering fintech entity, has announced upcoming Sharia compliance, focusing on establishing itself in Bahrain. NatWest gets accepted onto new UK Open Banking DPS. UK-based bank NatWest has become as a supplier on the Crown Commercial Service, CCS, new dynamic purchasing system, DPS, for open banking services. Bitrail partners with PaymentLock. Bitrail has partnered with custom payment solutions provider PaymentLock in order to market branded digital payments and loyalty programs to over 300,000 merchants. Revolut ventures into telecom, introduces phone plans in the UK. Revolut, the British fintech company, has introduced phone plans in the UK, marking a unique move within the financial sector. Visa partners with Egyptian Banks Company. US-based Visa partnered with Egyptian Banks Company for Technology Advancements, EBC, to support remittances for Egyptians living abroad. Indian parliamentary panel red flags PhonePe and Google Pay. An Indian parliamentary panel has released a report in order to red flag PhonePe and Google Pay, which currently process 83% of India's UPI payments. Single.id to address rewards payment issues for retailers. Single.id, a service operated by Enigmatic Smile, has announced its intention to address rewards payment issues for retailers by offering a consolidated end-user identity. Logrhythm expands its partnership with eFinance. US-based computer and network security company Logrhythm has expanded its partnership with eFinance to support the cybersecurity sector in Egypt. Nigeria and Togo to require for biometric digital ID on loan schemes. Nigeria and Togo have announced the decision to require their biometric digital ID systems in the process of managing government loan schemes. OKX launches crypto exchange services in Argentina. Cryptocurrency exchange OKX has announced its expansion into the Argentinian market as part of its ongoing strategy to tap the Latin American market. BitGo acquires Brassica. US-based crypto custodian BitGo has announced the acquisition of Brassica, a provider of investment infrastructure for private securities and alternative investments. RBI explores offline solutions to improve CBDC adoption. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has revealed its intention to explore offline solutions to improve CBDC adoption in India's remote areas. Argentina adopts Quark ID for blockchain-based citizen ID. Argentina has planned to integrate blockchain-based Quark ID for citizen ID, ensuring high security, trust, and decentralization in data management and verification. MoneyHub boards public sector open banking push. MoneyHub has been named as a supplier on Crown Commercial Services, CCS, Open Banking Dynamic Purchasing System, DPS, framework for its account-to-account payment services. India tests offline and programmable CBDC. India is moving ahead with the next stage of its digital rupee pilot, adding programmability and offline payment capability. Moneyline issues first loan using variable recurring payments. Moneyline, a leading social lender dedicated to financial inclusion, takes a significant step forward in its mission today by issuing its first loan to be repaid using VRP, Variable Recurring Payments. VRP is a simple, swift, and secure way to collect repeated payments. Egypt's Al Baraka Bank collaborates with MasterCard on digital payment services. In line with its commitment to providing the latest in digital payments, Al Baraka Bank announced its partnership with MasterCard, global leader in digital payments technology, to introduce an array of premium consumer, commercial, and SME products in Egypt. Refinitiv veteran Minatella appointed CEO of DataZoo. Global identity provider DataZoo has appointed former London Stock Exchange executive Charlie Minatella as CEO. FSCOM partners with Grath on regulatory compliance. FSCOM, a premier governance, risk, and compliance consultancy firm to financial service institutions across the UK and Ireland, has partnered with leading regulatory compliance platform Grath to offer enhanced financial regulatory technology solutions. GCEX connects with crossover markets. GCEX, GCEX Group, a regulated digital brokerage that enables brokers, funds, and professional traders to access deep liquidity, has partnered with Crossover Markets Group, Inc., a digital asset technology firm focused on meeting the unique liquidity requirements of institutions. Crypto Finance secures 4 BA Fin licenses in Germany. Crypto Finance AG, part of Deutsche BRSE Group, has reached another milestone in its history. Lightyear launches web app with new stock screener feature. Today, investment platform Lightyear announces the full launch of its web application with new stock screeners, a highly requested feature by investors on the platform. How AI can revolutionize business efficiency. Artificial intelligence is transforming the way businesses operate, and many are seizing the opportunity to gain a competitive edge through automation. Although forward-thinking businesses are embracing AI to streamline their operations, others are approaching this emerging technology with caution. RF Group selects ERI's core banking platform. Bahamas-based wealth management company RF Group has chosen ERI's Olympic banking system as their new core banking platform. MoneyHub to provide open banking to the UK government. MoneyHub has announced that it has been named as a supplier of CCS's Open Banking Dynamic Purchasing System framework for the UK government. US Treasury releases 2024 illicit finance risk assessments. The US Department of the Treasury has published the 2024 national risk assessments on money laundering, terrorist financing, and proliferation financing. Cohesity partners with Veritas. AI-enabled data security and management company Cohesity and Veritas have announced an agreement to combine the former with the latter's data protection business. Ocorion completes the acquisition of Bovil. Jersey-based provider of financial and corporate administration services and regulatory solutions Ocorion has completed the acquisition of Bovil. Visa boosts B2B digital wallet capabilities. Visa is teaming up with ConfirmaPay to let financial institutions add virtual corporate cards into employees' digital wallets. Butterfield issues sustainable cards with Titoyevry. Titoyevry Banking, the market-leading provider of financial SaaS solutions based in the Nordics, has signed a contract with Butterfield in Guernsey to provide a state-of-the-art credit card processing platform as well as card production and personalization services using sustainable payment cards produced from recycled plastic. Crypto wallet app Coca rolls out virtual cards. Coca, the pioneering crypto wallet app, has announced the initial rollout of its virtual cards, following the success of its early access program, which has attracted thousands of eager users across Europe. Visa and Egyptian banks company to facilitate remittances for Egyptians abroad. Visa, a world leader in digital payments, announced the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Egyptian banks company for technological advancements, EBC, the operator and developer of national payment networks and ecosystems, in collaboration with the Central Bank of Egypt, CBE. Trading Technologies expands into clearing with acquisition of ATEO. Trading Technologies International, Inc., TT, a global capital markets technology platform provider, today announced a definitive agreement for TT to acquire ATEO SAS, a leading provider of post-trade solutions for listed derivatives, expanding TT's reach into clearing and other middle office technologies and services. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.